What's going on, everybody? This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and this is episode 26. This episode is a conversation between Andrew, Tony, and myself. And in this episode, we discuss hormone replacement therapy as a viable treatment for veterans and active duty military members who've been afflicted by traumatic brain injury. But even though it is a viable treatment and it has been scientifically demonstrated to have remarkable outcomes for those with traumatic brain injury, it's likely not going to be available for many within the active duty military, even though hormone treatment is available for those who want to change their gender. Now, we discuss why we don't have a problem with people who want to change their gender and stay in the military, but why it is a problem that this is being provided to them, but not to those who've been afflicted by traumatic brain injury while in the line of duty. We also discuss other topics like personal responsibility when it comes to your health and wellness. And we talk about some highlights from our past episodes. So with that, without further delay, let's get into the show. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's a solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And you need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. Good evening and welcome to episode 26 of the Warrior Soul Podcast. My name is Chris Albert and I am here with my brothers, Tony Flowreel and Andrew Marr. Even though Andrew right now is labeled as, if you're watching this on video, is labeled as Christopher Albert. So we have two Christopher Alberts on right now, but it's all good.
We need two Christopher Alberts in the world. Yes. I'm mimicking my life after you now.
Yes, we're mimicking ourselves. It's going to be amazing. We wanted to get this episode together for all of you tonight because we have a whole lot going on. 2016 is rapidly coming to a close, and this is a time of new beginnings for all of us. Recently, we elected a new president of the United States, and that means new beginnings for everyone. There is a new administration that's coming into office right now that is going to hold the fates of millions of people around the world in their hands. And in particular, they're going to be holding the medical fates of thousands of our brothers and sisters who've served in the United States military in their hands as well. As we've talked over the last few episodes, we've talked about Andrew's mission with the Warrior Angels Project, freeing the medically oppressed, taking care of people in ways that are actually developing solutions. We were talking prior to this episode and we were talking about some of the things that have been going on in the veteran community over the last half decade. And there's been a lot of awareness raised. There's been a lot of awareness raised about things like PTS, a lot of awareness raised about TBI. But the time for awareness is now over. The time for action is now. We need viable solutions. We need things that are not just going to raise awareness, but that are going to provide viable solutions for people with medical problems, real medical problems that are taking an impact on their lives. This morning, I tweeted at President-elect Donald Trump, and I wanted to raise a few points here and then definitely want to hear from Andrew on this and Tony as well. I said, Did you know that even a series of minor concussions or being in proximity to explosions could cause enough inflammation in the brain to cause hormonal shutdown? Did you know that hormonal deficiencies create symptoms that look a lot like PTS? Did you know that active duty military members have a really hard time getting hormone replacement despite these facts? Now, Andrew's a man who has dedicated his life to raising awareness about this specific situation to the masses and to helping to free the medically oppressed in the military and veteran communities. Andrew, what's up, man?
Hey, brother. Good to be on. And, you know, we're solutions-based, and that's what we wanted to bring to the mix that was different. And so jumping into the hormone treatment for the, you know, the transgender population, I don't have any problem with, you know, transgenders wanting to use hormone to do whatever they want to do. If they're not in you know, causing or limiting anybody else's well-being, then I'm all for it. But what I'm not for is for the government paying for that over veterans and service members that have incurred an injury in the line of duty and are now shown to be deficient in those very items, and they can't, by, you know, the law of the military, you know, code, get that appropriate hormone or pro-hormone or precursor to it. That doesn't seem to me like justice. You know, Martin Luther King said that, and from this famous speech inside of Birmingham jail, is when the man-made law and the social law are at odds, we have injustice. Okay, but when they're balanced, that's justice. And right now, those two laws are out of balance, and we're just saying, hey, we need to use some common sense. Let's try to look at things differently, and that's kind of, you know, my thought on that whole process is that's kind of silly the way that we're doing things right now. I think it's largely because, you know, it's a politically correct thing to do, and that's it.
Just to clarify things a little bit, so an active duty military member who is suffering from hormone deficiency currently, so what kind of hoops would they have to jump through to get this taken care of in a military hospital? Like what would they have to do, and would, well, any case be approved, or what would happen?
First off, it's not widely known how to treat that hormonally via the endocrinologist or neurologist or whatever. And that's not just from my personal experience. That's based off my interactions with thousands of other people who are doing the same thing. And so I'm on the front lines on this, and I hear about it daily basis. And it's always a struggle when they're even shown to have blood tests that they are deficient in it to get the right things. But then we have tier one units giving their guys flack for trying to go outside of the system and treat this through other means, and they're looking at it as it's a performance enhancement type deal. But again, these are people who are deficient in the very things that would enable them to perform at the highest levels. And so now they're running through hoops and all kinds of legalities to try to get that done. So it's a difficult process. It was a difficult process for me to get on it through the military, and then it wasn't prescribed are managed correctly. And what I mean by that is you can't put things in the body and think it's not going to cause an effect somewhere else. We know very specifically that there's precursors to testosterone, specifically DHEA and pregnenolone. And if you put testosterone in the body without accounting for those two aforementioned neurosteroids, they're going to burn out and become deficient themselves. And then that's going to essentially render the testosterone useless. And so 4 to 6 months after starting testosterone treatment for me, I lost all the effects, all the benefits of it. And I couldn't understand why. And of course, nobody could either. But when I got to Dr. Borden, it's like, yeah, it's because they didn't give you DHEA and pregnenolone, and now you're extremely deficient in that. And so it's not working, you know, at all. And what that led to was a blood clot that broke off into a blood clot into both lungs. You know what I mean? And that's happening to a lot of people. And when in the medical community tried to blame that on my testosterone use. Like, I was the one that was going out and trying to do that. And I was like, listen, I don't think you understand. My life was a wreck without testosterone. For a while, it was good. And now you're telling me the thing that you wanted to administer to me was the reason that this thing happened. And it's just, that's, you know, I was just getting massive amounts of conflicting information. And I look at it now, and it was a good thing, because I had to start going out and learning the body, learning the brain myself, going out and looking for answers and looking for different ways to do it. But it wasn't before I was, you know, almost killed in the process.
Yeah. You know, even during the course of the episodes we've recently done, you know, talking to Dr. Michael Lewis, when he was talking about how they took blood samples from people who would commit suicide and demonstrated, you know, there's blood samples for everybody who's ever served in the military. They can see from the suicide cases what they were deficient in and what they weren't deficient in. And, you know, just some of the data he brought up demonstrated that, you know, everybody who had committed suicide was deficient in the same things. And then you take into consideration the conditions, right? So we're not talking about Olympic athletes who are training in perfect training conditions. We're not talking about, you know, professional football players or anything like that. We're talking about people who put their lives in danger for this country, who endure the brunt of multiple impacts to the head, endure concussions, endure eating suboptimal nutrition that's going to lead to inflammation anyways. And then we're talking about trying to bring those people to a point where they're going to be able to do this for years to help protect this country at a very, very high level in a very stressful situation where they have to think quickly. And then we're going to tell them that they can't get what they need to function like a normal man because it's considered a performance enhancing substance. And that just pisses me off. And I think it should piss a lot of people off. And I don't think anybody on this show, myself, Andrew, or Tony, thinks that, you know, gender dysphoria shouldn't be allowed in the military. I mean, I'm 100% fine with it as long as people are serving and they're not hurting anybody else. But the point is that if we're going to be doing that, then we need to be taking care of these guys. We need to be doing every single thing we can to make sure that people get the treatment they need to help them function at their jobs, not only function at their jobs, function like they should, like they're going to be able to live their best lives for the rest of their lives. That is what I think we owe them.
Yeah. And when you go back and look at that, what Dr. Michael Lewis was talking about, okay, it was omega-3s, all right? So that's a natural fat produced in the body, and that was the correlation they found. 62% of the suicides were extremely deficient in omega-3s. And then so they took that to the high – and that was through a paper they published through the NIH, National Institute of Health. Got all the way to the attorney general's desk. And they're like, all right, let's implement this. And he said the biggest hurdle that they encountered was the Army's medical, you know, establishment. And they're like, well, this is unsupported, and we have no studies on it, and, you know, therefore we're not willing to take a risk to give somebody a natural supplement. You know what I mean? And we're talking about omega-3s. We're talking about nutrition. So, you know, that's a little bit, you know, why we're having such a difficult time. It's just because of status quo way of thinking. And I think you hit on it, man, but it's a kind of a changing of the tide, or trying to think about things differently to point out these logical inconsistencies that are costing us big time in the end.
Wow. Yeah. 100%. And I think that, you know, I just thank you so much for the work you're doing with Dr. Gordon. I mean, honestly, that's one of the reasons why you're part of Warrior Soul today, because you are, and along with Dr. Gordon and everybody at Warrior Angels, your organization is actually taking action on this stuff. Your organization is actually doing something, and you're one of the only organization I know of that's literally trying to work yourself out of a job by getting this into policy. And, you know, to everybody out there, who's listening to this right now, I pinned a tweet this morning, like I said, to President-elect Donald Trump. If this appeals to you and it appeals to your senses, it appeals to your desire to see some action taken, do us a favor and retweet it. Do us a favor and let your voice be heard over Twitter, because I think that this is important. This is so important that I think that the future of our military really rests on it, because we have to decide as a country how we're going to be handling things like this. And when we get into future conflicts, are we going to wait until it's already a problem, or are we going to proactively take charge of this and make sure that future generations of warriors don't have to deal with this? And, you know, serving in the military is risky in and of itself, but beyond that risk you take to defend this country, you need to know and understand that your country is going to do everything it can to get you the best medical care. And, I think that, we have a new administration coming in. It's a new chance, a new opportunity to let voices be heard and be listened to.
Yeah. And, you know, Chris, I think whether it's, you know, you're in the NFL, and Tony can speak on this one, but whether it's an athlete, an operator, or a soccer mom, we should know our levels. I think probably pretty regularly. That should be a regular thing, because that what we're all about is living your best life, and that's going to allow us to live our best life. But, you know, I think that pro athletes are having some of the same difficulties, Tony, with being deficient in this because of head trauma and then not being able to get the appropriate care. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Just from my understanding of being in the trenches and behind the scenes and hearing sort of what's going on with the NFL, it's a bureaucracy. It's a big business. Anything that's going to cost extra money or impact the bottom line, they tend to shy away from, even though there's plenty of research and substantiation to, you know, provide nutrition like omega-3s, or to get the real simple blood test to monitor what exactly is going on with the players, what kind of inflammatory markers are running through. But, you know, status quo is what's been done, you know, for years. So, people have a resistance to change. But, you know, I think awareness is important. But what's cool is that more and more people, including NFL players, are coming out and talking about the issues that they've dealt with during their career, post-career, once they retire. And you got these movies like Concussion that came out that's highlighting these facts. Yes, we know that these are contact sports and we have impacts to the head. We're taking a risk. But, you know, no one really knew, like, what was going on, like, in terms of, like, the symptoms, you know. Especially, like, what you're talking about, Andrew. Like, your symptoms didn't arise until maybe a few months after you had come back from a tour. So these things are starting to get out there in the public eye. And people are starting to understand this. More and more players are coming out and speaking about this. There's more research being done on the players that committed suicide, which they already knew that they reached the end of the line. They tried to find out what they could. I wish this information that we have access to is available to them. But they sacrificed their life and they shot themselves not in the head because they knew that their brains would be researched. So they took their lives in another way, usually through the heart. But, you know, all this stuff is starting to get out there and, you know, and now there's a solution, which is great because people are demanding it. The research is coming out. And with Dr. Gordon's work, as I'm learning these past 2 months of being connected with you guys, there's everybody's impacted in the head. You know, that was the green light or the aha moment that showed up for me when we went to the conference in Las Vegas, the medical conference, and I sat through Dr. Gordon's traumatic brain injury training and realized that all the symptoms that he had listed were the symptoms that I had encountered playing ice hockey in high school, and thought there was something wrong with me, you know, because I had depression. I was tired, even though I slept, you know, 7 to 9 hours. And, you know, just was confused and didn't know that maybe it was because of these impacts to my head playing a game that I loved. But not just that, though. I mean, people that had car accidents, people that had a traumatic birth, everybody's hit their head at some point in their life. And then not to mention the poor nutrition that we are, you know, exposed to growing up, just because no one really knows about that. I mean, they're teaching us some pretty silly food pyramid guides and not understanding that, you know, that these things are maybe subsidized by certain organizations like the dairy industry or the meat industry. But the point is that, you know, there's inflammation occurring in the brain, as I've learned, and that there's a neuropermissive environment that is hindered. And by putting the brain back in a neuropermissive environment, we're going to be able to allow our brains to heal ourselves and allow the hormones that basically give us optimal life and allow us to live our best life to come back online. And just simple things that I've been doing, you know, learning from Dr. Gordon and from you, Andrew, and Chris, it's made a huge difference. You know, I mean, even these little glasses I wear, blocking blue light, allowing melatonin to be released. So a lot of information, but the most important thing is back to the NFL and soccer moms and the, you know, our nation military, is the fact that the solutions are there now, and people can get access to it. And sometimes you're going to have to go through like the back door because of the bureaucracy and find a way to maybe get funded or pay yourself, take responsibility and actually, you know, not go through the bureaucracy, but find another way, just as like you did, Andrew.
Yeah. And, you know, you look at science and it's typically a slow process. Like, I think there was a lot of scientists and philosophers that came to the conclusion that the earth was not flat 200 years before that was an accepted theory. Yeah. And from my understanding, some people are still pretty sure that the earth is flat, but the general consensus is in fact indeed a sphere. So, I mean, that's just one point, you know what I mean? So it moves slow. Quantum physics came on the scene almost 100 years ago, and it's still something that's not widely accepted or in the textbooks today. And we're talking about tried and true proven experiments that have never shown a result otherwise. And again, that's not widely accepted. That's over 100 years ago. So this is, you know, in the realm of that kind of a new idea, although it's been around for a while. I think 1986, Dr. Bailu out of France first, through scientific, you know, methods, you know, was revealed, neurosteroids was revealed, and all that. But, you know, the uplifting part of it is, man, is like, I think with the information age that we're in now, we can help to, you know, turn a corner much quicker and in a much faster rate. And, you know, we have 44 million kids in America playing sports every year. Mm-hmm. They say 5 million traumatic brain injuries every year, but that's just people who go to the emergency room. So, you know, we think we can dramatically improve humanity across the board with these methods. And that's why we're working so hard to implement them within the DOD and the VA. And going back on the new president-elect coming in, you know, I'll say now that both Dr. Gordon and myself have been in direct communications with people that have been prominent to that campaign, and that will be prominent as part of that cabinet. And so we've had about 6 hours of direct communication, specifically talking about how to correct the current system. And so the good news is, They've reached out to us because they're looking at new ways to solve old problems. And good, better, and different, I think if that mindset can take hold across the board and they're really open to go out and look for new ways, creative ways to solve problems, by going out and find out, hey, who are the experts? Who's out there on the cutting edge? Who's doing something different? Then, man, that's exciting. That's exciting. I'm excited to see where it goes, but I can tell you that they know about what we're doing, and they are, from our direct communication, excited about working it in as well. So we think we're going to see some big changes in these next 4 years.
That's awesome. I think that on the treatment side, that's absolutely amazing. I think the first time I heard you speak, Andrew, and Dr. Gordon as well, you know, you talked about the fact that a lot of the injuries you had probably could have been thwarted simply by taking certain nutrients prior to the injury actually happening. And I think there's two levels of this right now, right? And the more that we're getting into this stuff, the more I'm realizing that it's almost, you have this physical side and you have this mental side. On the physical side, you need to make sure that you are creating an environment within your body that is not only neuropermissive, that's also anti-inflammation. That's gonna keep the inflammatory process from going over keel. And that means having good nutrition. Now, when I say good nutrition, I don't say one cookie cutter plan or program. I say you need to go out there and you need to understand your body. You need to get your blood tested. You need to see what you're deficient in. You need to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients. You need to set up that kind of environment that's going to be anti-inflammatory, that's going to be neuropermissive, that's going to allow you to perform at your best. At the same time, I'm also seeing a lot of things I've been introduced through Tony. You know, the mental side of things, making sure that your brain, that your thoughts are in a situation that you see a world of possibility, not a world of being trapped, not a world of where you feel sorry for yourself and you're just allowing things happening to you, because it is about personal responsibility. It is about making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and trying to ensure that we are taking our lives into our own hands and really taking the course of our lives into our own hands and making sure that we're getting everything we need. And Andrew, that's one of the things I admire about you the most, is that you went out there and literally found this stuff. And Tony, the biggest thing I admire about you is the fact that regardless of everything that's happened to you in your life, you're always happy, man. I don't think I've ever seen you without a smile on your face.
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't see me when I wake up in the morning.
I see you and it's beautiful.
Yeah,
when I, roses and petunias.
Birds flying around.
Rainbows out of my ass.
Yeah, farting rainbows.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm usually flying in my dreams. So when I wake up and realize that I'm in this world and I can't anymore, it's like, shoot.
Yeah, dude.
Well, you know, what Tony's helped me to realize, man, is, you know, we have that choice to be the person that we want to be, to elevate everybody else around us. And it's a decision. You know what I mean? Like, hey, do I want to come in this room? Do I want to bring everybody up? Because we have the power to do that at any given time. We can make people just by our presence say, oh man, I just want to keep my mouth shut and walk on eggshells. Or man, I really love being around this person. I can't wait till so-and-so gets here. We're going to have a party. And it's like that every time. And we can do that, man. We can do that. We can make that switch and boom. Be that, and you keep doing that long enough, and that goes from, you know, thinking to doing to being, and you now are that person. And it takes that, be conscious of that to do that. But you know, that's why Tony has this just aura around him, this electricity. You can feel it when he comes in the room. But he's made that choice that he's going to live his life that higher state, that flow state. And anybody that's ever been around him for 2 seconds can you know, give a testimony to that.
I appreciate that, you guys. Yeah, I mean, it is a choice. And, you know, I was struggling and I was searching for the answers. I never felt as good as I did as a kid. Never understood, like, you know, society. Didn't understand the education system. I was just frustrated across the board. Didn't know my nutrition was affecting my health. And, you know, through these little pockets of flow state and the outlet of athletics and competition, I was able to sort of discover this state called flow. And, you know, always wondered what that was. I was wondering, what was the purpose of life? Why am I here? All those questions. And the only time that I've ever felt amazing was back when, you know, I can remember as being a kid, just launching out of bed after waking up and just taking on the day, having fun, playing, learning. And it was all self-directed, you know. And then later down the line, as I started to experience these flow states, which seemed very like magical and spiritual, I started to seek answers to that. And I wasn't finding that in church, going to Catholic school. I was never baptized, but, you know, I had this sense of there was that presence that you guys mentioned, through other people. You know, I didn't know what that was. It was like whenever I was around them, I felt safe, and I felt almost like some sort of glow or radiance come from them. And it was intangible, but it was, you know, as you were saying, we were having a conversation earlier about objectifying the subjective and how science is slow moving at a snail's pace, but it's accelerating now, which is exciting. You know, we're entering a new era that is going to be able to substantiate these states that are our natural state that boosts our immune system. So, you know, once you understand like what flow is about, and you can trace back at some point in your life when you felt your best and performed your best, and that's like your baseline, and then you can compare the rest of your life on that baseline and how to like up level yourself every time that state occurs. You anchor it into your system and you look forward to extending that window where that feeling lasts longer. And for anybody that's out there that feels like, oh, you know, I can't get a blood test because I don't have money, I don't have the financial resources, I'll tell you this, like, I came from modest means, And, you know, just by up-leveling myself, by exercising, by meditating, by having access to tools that enable me to feel good naturally and free, over a period of time, I started to access these flow states, and I started to see like the signals that enable me to maneuver through the world and get access to like sponsorships or scholarships or the ability to be able to upgrade my life without having a lot of money. So, you know, we can't just wait on somebody to just like hand it to us, but you put yourself in a position that your aura does attract opportunities, and that to me is what my life has been about. And I've been super blessed and grateful and lucky to have discovered this, to live it, to emanate it, and to share it, so that it becomes contagious, and that everybody else can have access to it because it's all within us.
Yeah, it's not exclusive to like any high, you know, 1% or anything else. This is somebody that everybody can access. But, you know, certainly I've come to understand it now, spent a lot of time with Tony and getting to understand flow better, you know, but being a college athlete and then being an operator, you know, I was in flow states, you know, constantly, but didn't really know anything about it. You know, we sometimes we call it the zone, but it wasn't like a lifestyle or anything. But, you know, I've never shared this, but I wrote about it in an upcoming book that, again, through Tony, I've come to realize it was what I'm about to share was an enhanced flow state. And that was the time that I was in the hospital. My boy was in the hospital. Becky was giving birth. And, you know, I'm mixing opiates and drinking to try to function, and something just went off like, hey, I got to be there to take care of my boy. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to, and you know, Becky's going into labor. So all this stuff's crazy stuff's happening at the same time, you know, emergency surgery on my son, or my wife goes into labor. I'm having a blood clot. I never panicked. I went right into, you know, I like elicited a stress response, and I was right back on the battlefield having to make decisions to get everybody home. And I was able to, under all that, you know, haze of medication, alcohol, and neurological deficit of a traumatic brain injury, come up with three very distinct courses of actions that we were going to take. You know, if this one went into labor, if this one did surgery, who was going to take care of the kids, who was going to do all these things. And I just said, you know what, I'm staying up for 3 days and I'm going to be ready to go. And my boy had 7 different surgeries, and every time we had to go in the hospital, I was like, I'm flipping the switch on, and I don't need to sleep anymore. I can do whatever I got to do, and I can just be in this moment to make the decisions and give the support that I needed to give. And really, that flow state is what enabled me to go out and look for change. But and it baffled me, because at the time, I thought pretty much my life was over. I was trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do. I don't think I can function anymore. And I said, I don't know what's going on, but I can still function. I can still function at a high level, you know, under booze and opiates, you know, like, yes. But, you know, I think I'm going to find a way to go and do something besides just feel sorry for myself. And it was that flow state, man, that enabled me to realize that. And again, I didn't even realize it, I think, you know, till recently, and just spending time with Tony and going back and, reading about that story in the upcoming book. And I was like, my God, that's a flow state. I was in an enhanced, elongated flow state. There's no other way to explain how I could have performed at that level under those circumstances. You know, I mean, how do you see it, Tony?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that Flow Genome Project talks about, and they're studying the science of flow, and the technology's catching up to be able to substantiate and verify what exactly is going, because it is really weird and spooky sometimes, where they, you know, you feel like you're out of body or someone else is driving the bus. But risk is one of the flow triggers, you know, the ability to put yourself in situations that are uncomfortable, and to perform, because when you do put yourself at like a perceived risk, it doesn't even have to be life or death, but there's something that you are fearful of, or that you are committed to doing despite all the alarm bells going off in your system. All these neurochemicals are released that enhances your focus in the moment, and your heart rate, you're put in a state of fight or flight. But if you don't have training with that, or you never experienced that in your life, or you never really knew like how to manage it, then, you know, usually it hijacks people and they start doing things that they wish that they didn't do. Either they froze, or they ran away, or they end up fighting and causing like more destruction. But the point is that by learning how to feel that state and like convert it, I always like the word alchemize these energies, this feeling, all the potent neurochemicals that are needed to drive your focus. And then if you know how to channel it correctly, you get this performance that even you're just like, wow, I didn't even know I was capable of that. So that's the awareness that we're putting out there, that it doesn't have to be something that's life or death. It's, you know, little things throughout the day that you're uncomfortable, you know, you should do. It doesn't mean you have to take this massive leap towards like a goal, but just moving the needle just a little bit towards that direction where you are uncomfortable, and then allowing the neurochemistry to kick in and the endocrine system to activate your body. And then you're going to like feel alert. It's almost like you're just pumping a bunch of coffee down, you know, and like you're saying, Andrew, like alcohol, opiates, all these things, but your body's actually producing it itself. So you had like a double cocktail, and it brought you to this point of clarity, of energy, of charge, and the ability to access different things that you needed to take care of, to execute what you needed to do. So,
yeah, you know, and I think, you know, a lifetime of life and death experiences operating, you know, not everybody's had that opportunity, but that doesn't mean that anybody can have that response that I had. And I think it's answering the question before the bell tolls. And it's basically saying, hey, man, when the rubber meets the road and we have a situation, I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to be calm, cool, and collected, and I'm going to be able to make the decisions I need to make for the betterment of everybody that's in that situation. Now, I know we can't get specific on the troubled areas of potential life, but we can make the decisions that, hey, no matter what happens, when it does happen, I'm going to be prepared mentally to get through it and not just be somebody who's wigging out in the corner. You know what I mean? You don't have to be a special operator to do that. Anybody can have access to that. But that comes again, it goes back to a podcast we had last week, Tom Campbell, and it's your intent. It all goes back to your intent. What is your intent? Is your intent to perform and to grow, to get better, or is it to wither up and die? Because whatever your intent is, that's what's going to really be come through in the end.
What? I think it gets back to one of the things he was talking about too, is that you manifest the energy that you put off in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think back to when I was on my way to becoming homeless. My biggest fear was becoming homeless. My biggest fear was losing everything and living out of my car and not having anything but my dog. And it happened. It happened. You know, I drove myself there. But that's the other thing. When it happened, I realized that it was nothing to be scared of, right? Because in a lot of ways, my homeless was somebody else's paradise. You know, you look at millions of people around this world who don't have anything. You know, they're living in a place where there is no opportunity. They're living in a place where they don't have a way of building up a business and getting on the internet and taking themselves out of it. I think that understanding that at the time and seeing the opportunity that was in front of me I was better able to see it because that fear had passed. And I said, you know what? I don't have any reason not to go for it. Now, this is the thing. For anybody who's able to listen to this podcast, for anybody who's able to watch this on YouTube, on their handheld device, on their computer, all those tools are out there for you, right? If you live in this country, if you live in the Western world, if you live in an area where you have access to the internet and you're able to listen to something on your smartphone, then you have tools to make your life better. And so I think that the main benefit of being in flow is to be able to see the chessboard from a higher plane and to be able to see where that you're not trapped, that you can make your next move and then this move and then that move and get to a point where you can set yourself up for something amazing. And the most interesting part of Tom Campbell's podcast last week was that idea of understanding that things don't just happen to you. You have an active role in them, whether you believe it or not. It's the energy that you put off. It's what you consider possible in your mindset.
Yeah, you know what, Chris? And sometimes we have to lose it all to be able to gain it back. Exactly. You know what I mean? And I think that's what happened to you. You got to that point, and that happened to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You lost it all, and you realized, my God, what I thought about actually became into reality. What else can I bring into reality? And now you're a successful entrepreneur. You have multiple businesses, successful podcasts. You know, the future is what you're making it. And it's because when you had nothing, you had the vision and the foresight to say, okay, well, I'm going to stop thinking about what I don't want. And let me start focusing on what I do want and right. Making planned for that to happen. And then you manifest that in your life. But, you know, again, we've proved it scientifically. If our thoughts are electric and our feelings are magnetic, that's an electromagnetic field. Thoughts go out, feelings attract. It literally, we put out and attract what we think and what we feel. It's science. It's crazy. It is crazy. It's counterintuitive, but that's the way it works, man. And Tom did a great job of kind of breaking that down. But, you know, we have that ability to manifest things in our life just by thought and feeling alone. So, you know, what I took away from that was, you know, what life is really about is choices. And we have the opportunity with every choice to make a better decision, a decision that will open us up to cooperation, to selflessness, to improving the system. And when you make that decision, that opens you up to a whole new level or gate of new decisions that you'll now be able to experience. So it's all about experience and decision. You keep making the same decision. That's not the correct decision. Life's going to keep throwing you that problem in a different format, in a different equation, if you will, until you can show that you can make a better informed decision. And then you unlock those potentials for new experience and new choices. And it just keeps getting better and better and better and better if you're working on improving yourself through improving every decision. And just look at it like that, one decision at a time. I'm going to take control of my thoughts. I'm going to take control of my emotions. I'm going to change my actions. And I'm going to handle every decision, every choice that comes to me to the best of my ability to improve this system, to improve me. And that's how things get better. That's how I'll venture out to say that you went from nothing to the man that we see in front of us right now.
Right. And seriously, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head right there with what Tom was saying, because he talked about the double slit experiment last week. Right. And I'm not changing the subject here. This has a definite point. I just want to explain what that is for everybody. If you take electrons and you shoot them through two different holes, all of us would expect to see those electrons to hit two marks, right? But
yeah, so they broke it down even smaller to a photon, a single particle of light.
Right. So you would expect to see two marks there. What happens in reality is when you shoot them through those two holes, and this has been scientifically demonstrated, you don't get two marks. You get a series of them up and down the sheet where they hit. Right? You get a series of them. And what they found was that it's not showing, those marks aren't showing where the photons hit. they're showing where they could possibly hit on a probability distribution, right? And this is what the double slit experiment demonstrated. Tom's theory talks about reality not as being deterministic. Like, there isn't a matrix out there, like, dictating all of our lives. It's, according to Tom's theory, a probability distribution. And that probability distribution is based on things that are more or less likely to happen to us. And the way that things become more or less likely to happen to us are by our own decisions, by the choices we make. Everything we do, every time we interact with another person, every time we wake up in the morning and we decide to do something with our lives or decide to sit and wait and feel sorry for ourselves, every time we make one of those decisions, it has an impact on the possibility of where we're going in our lives. So if you're sitting out there and you're telling yourself that you have no hope, you're going to manifest no hope, because you're going to wake up in the morning and you say, there's no point in doing this anyway. Why would I even do these small things that are going to lead to big things? But tomorrow morning, if you do this, you wake up, you write down all the different possibilities that you want for yourself, all the things you're grateful for, all the things that you can see happening in your life, and you do one small step to take an action toward one of them, there's a higher chance that you're going to make that thing happen. There's a, even if it's just a minimally higher chance, there's a higher chance. And if you keep doing those little things, they'll build up. And eventually there's going to be a really big chance that it can happen. And that, I think, was the most, one of the biggest things I got out of both Tom's book and Tom being on the podcast last week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, and you said it was one thing to read the book and then to listen to some of the lectures or documentaries, but another thing to have him on here and hear him, you know, right straight from the mouth. And, you know, and I've got some, the time to opportunity to spend some time one-on-one with Tom. And I got the same, you know, feelings that I got with in the podcast. I'm like, hey, this guy is practicing what he preaches. He is walking the walk and talking the talk. And you can always kind of find that information out if somebody says, you know what, this is, don't take my word for this. And Tony always says this as well. Please don't take from my word for this. All I can do is pass on information, but this is something, growing your consciousness, improving your overall being is a slow journey. It has to be performed by the individual and the individual alone. There's no other way to it. And, you know, I think, you know, those again were some of the overarching, just incredible advice and wisdom that Tom was instilling that, you know, is accurate. And when you get down to it, and we're talking kind of about a victim mode, or, you know, you can get in the, you know, you can blame somebody else for the reason that you were homeless. And there's probably a lot of good reasons for it. And I can blame, you know, the government and the medical system and everything else for going on with, you know, the problems in my life. And Tony could be upset about, you know, being hearing impaired and all these other things. But we decided to do things despite of that. You know what I mean? And said, you know what, this is really just something that can teach me a lesson. There's a lesson to be learned here. And that's why we have to look at things. What can I learn from this? Because no one has the ability to make us upset, irritated. We choose to be irritated, or we can choose to be something else. And so I think, you know, in a part of our evolution, our growth, we started understanding that and started choosing different things. And also, when you start acting and living in a certain way, you're going to attract certain people to your life. And that's how the three of us got together right now. And that's why we're doing what we're doing with the Warrior Soul. And I'll go on the record right now and say, big things are going to happen in the next year for the Warrior Soul crew right here. Because why? We're bringing it into existence. We're speaking it into existence. And it's not about fame or fortune. It's about giving people the ability to improve themselves, to live their best lives by first making sure that we're improving ourselves to live our best lives. And then we're going to give out the information. I mean, that's all we've been doing. And as the larger consciousness system, as my witness, we will we will get this information out, and it will help people, and it will be big, big stuff in 2017.
100%. You know, that we, each of us has things that we're each trying to work on, and we're trying to help others to along on their quest. One of my biggest things right now is I've been dealing with an ulcerative colitis flare up for a couple of months now. And it's been taking a toll on my own health. That's not the reason why I have this bruise under my eye. That was actually because I got slugged during jiu-jitsu practice. Or Shauna got mad at me because I'm late. I'm currently trying to take all the steps I can to get better. Been taking some nutrients and really, really focusing on my diet and really trying to take a step back and saying, hey, you know what, Chris, maybe getting 3 hours of sleep a night isn't healthy, and you need to maybe get 5.5-6 hours of sleep. But we've been definitely working on that. And Andrew and Tony, I just want to thank both of you for kind of talking to me about it and putting me in touch with resources that could help me out.
Well, you know, the best thing you do is be scientific about it. So, you know, however much sleeping you've been getting, try something new and let's chart the results for 14, 28 days and let's compare the data. But I think one thing that we've done for you that, you know, again, we'll put the measurements on it is the kind of, we were talking about earlier, the anti-inflammatory package. And so we got Chris hooked up with what we're doing for majority of our individuals through the foundation. And so we got, and then also with what Dr. Michael Lewis, you know, prescribed as well is the Omega protocol. So high omega-3s, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, 900 milligrams in the morning, 900 milligrams in the evening, and a product that is high in vitamin E, tocopherols. So those three things right there are super anti-inflammatory. So we're going to see how Chris responds to that. You know what I mean? And we'll be able to give an update on that, as well as putting in secretagogue, secretropin, as well, to see what the benefits are there. And, you know, we'll be able to talk about it in a month from now and say, hey, we've done this and this happened. And we'll either be able to say, great, we need to go back to the drawing boards or continue at it. But either way, it'll be good because we'll have new information.
Absolutely. And along with that, I've been doing something called the specific carbohydrate diet, where I'm not completely keto right now. I am very low carb, but I'm the only real carbohydrates I'm taking in are coming from fruit sugar. I'll have a piece of fruit every day. I still follow a very high fat diet, taking in a lot of MCT.
What fruit are you taking in, man?
I've been taking berries mostly, strawberries, yeah, and blueberries, because the high antioxidant content. Every once in a while I'll have an apple or a pear, mm-hmm, but that's about it. As far as the fruit goes, mostly dealing with grass fed beef. I've been taking a little bit of seafood from salmon. Ever since the Dr. Lewis podcast, I've been taking the 5,000 milligrams of omega-3 fish oil a day. And, my energy is outstanding. I've been feeling really great ever since I've started that 5,000 milligrams a day, because I was only doing 1,000 milligrams before that. But that really seems to be the game changer, because right now it's, we're going on 8 o'clock at night. I still feel like I do at noon. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean has been taking 5,000 milligrams as well, and she notices an immediate difference as well.
Dude, I just realized I started that, the higher dosage as well, man. You know, I track my sleep, and the last few nights, my deep sleep has been the longest and quickest I've ever gotten to it. So I can go, like the last three nights in a row, went immediately within like 30 minutes into, yeah, deep sleep. And I held that for over 3 hours. Usually, yeah, I'm only holding that for 15 minutes. And man, I had some crazy dreams too. Yep. Pretty cool. But
I started dreaming again too as soon as I started that protocol.
Really? Okay.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, yeah, man. I've had some pretty incredible dreams. So I didn't even put that together, but that sleep has definitely been enhanced because of it. It has to have been.
Yeah. In fact, you and Tony were still here when the day after I started the protocol, Tony woke up, he was on the couch, and I was like, dude, I just had the craziest dream. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I remember that one. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So we've been doing that. Things are looking good. Things have been getting better. Like I said, the jury's still out. We have to see a month or two from now and to come back fully with the results. But I've been feeling a whole lot better ever since starting everything. I've been diligent about taking the entire protocol, sticking with the N-acetylcysteine, which is something that I myself have recommended to many other people many times, but sometimes the hardest person to coach is yourself. The hardest person to coach is yourself. And sometimes you need good friends like Tony and Andrew to say, you know what, Chris, you need to start taking care of yourself a little bit more. And so thank you both for doing that.
Yeah. It's in the long run, no. The big picture.
Well, yeah, man, if anybody's in that situation and it wasn't, Chris is like the most health conscious dude I know. But we all get tunnel vision. We all get tunnel vision in this. So that's why it's important, man, that your inner circle, man, it better be somebody that – a circle that elevates you and uplifts you. Yep. And not the other way around, because that can be taken in the wrong way. So, we saw it. We're like, man, Chris, we love you, and we think that we need to talk about just making some changes and seeing if we can drive some better outcomes. And it wasn't like, it was like we're better than you or anything else. It was like, hey, we've all been in this situation, and, here's how we've come to these conclusions. And at the end of the day, though, you know what? We all realized, we can't change anybody, but we want you to have this information. We're going to deliver it to you one time, and then we're just going to step back and love you unconditionally. You know what I mean? And the person will come to whatever conclusion they're going to come to. But at that point, you've done everything that you can do. Bring them the information and then accept them. Accept them for who they are. Because that's how I sure want somebody to treat me. And, this story is yet to see the ending yet. But I can tell you right now, it's going to be a good ending. Whatever the outcome is in a month or 2 months from now, we're going to get to the bottom of it, and we're going to get it fixed. But, Chris was man enough to take a look inside and say, man, maybe I should look at maybe making some different decisions, because I don't like the results that I'm getting right now. And it's easy to say, oh, this condition that's happening is it's not a part of me or anything else. It's just, it's independent of me. And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But what if we took the mental aptitude to say, I'm going to attack it like I have control over it, and I'm going to do everything I can to put myself in a better position to improve it. And that's exactly what Chris did, to his credit.
Absolutely. And, as far as doing this on a mass scale and getting people information that could help them live their best lives and to help all of you at home live your best lives, one of the things we started doing here at Warrior Soul is to put out different types of courses, different types of things that bits of knowledge from people who are much more informed than the three of us about specific subjects. And at the beginning of this, we were talking about hormonal health, and we were talking about the work of Dr. Mark Gordon. And a very important hormone to all of us, whether you're a man or a woman or anybody living on this earth, is growth hormone. And we were lucky enough to have Dr. Gordon come on, and we talked to him for about an hour and a half, and he really talked to us about everything anybody could ever want to know about growth hormone and your health, why it's important, what it does, how you can increase it naturally on your own, and how to use tools like secretagogues to naturally increase your growth hormone production. And I think this is important because we're seeing a lot of people out there who are interested in learning about this stuff, interested in optimizing their hormones, but maybe they're not actually approaching it scientifically. Maybe they're in no judgment here, but maybe they're going off and trying to inject growth hormone on their own without understanding whether or not they have a deficiency, without understanding the different points of impact it could have on their health if they're not doing it in an educated and sensible manner. And what we want to do is just put information like this out there. So if you go to our website right now, warriorsoulagoji.com, and I'll put that link in the show notes, you're going to see the chance to take this course. And basically we split it up into four manageable videos. We didn't want to throw tons of information at you. So it's like, drinking from a fire hose, but we broke it up into four manageable videos where you're going to be able to get some solid tips from one of, or probably the best interventional endocrinologist in the world. So you can get real information and not learn it from a locker room.
Yeah. And you know, Dr. Gordon, you guys might have seen him on Joe Rogan. He's been on there three times. So it's very entertaining dude that breaks things down to where they can be easily understood. And that's something that, you know, I really didn't have any understanding of till I met Dr. Gordon. What we're going to be able to do is break basically every hormone down that level and have Dr. Gordon present a class on it, man. I mean, how cool is that? And growth hormones, the first place we started.
Yeah, what I love about meeting him, that was the evidence, was that he's 65 and told me that he has more energy, more vitality. He's smarter at 65 than he was at 35 after having traumatic brain injury five times in his life. And that's how he stumbled. So he's a walking billboard, walks the talk, talks the talk. And yeah, to actually like experience his vibe in person and how funny he is, how entertaining, how fun, you know, he's hilarious. Exactly. Right. And I was just like, yeah, this guy, I want what he has.
Yeah, no doubt. So I think we'll drop that podcast as well later on, right, Chris? And then, but yeah, I mean, that'll be a staple. I mean, we're going to bring a whole series of information out there, you know, and we'll do testosterone next maybe, and how to optimize that naturally and everything else. But man, I mean, how awesome is that information?
Definitely. This is information I think that everybody's starving for. Everybody wants to know how to take care of their hormones, how to take care of their bodies, how hormones play into living your best life and being the person that you can be. And the funny thing is that though we all know the information isn't being distributed, but now we have a platform to do it. And so if you guys are interested in checking that out, definitely do so. We're going to be bringing some more amazing minds to you in the coming weeks. We have an interview set up next week with Brad Burge from MAPS. He's working with psychedelics right now in the veteran community. And we've got a whole host of other guests that we're lining up to bring to all of you. And today, you know, we wanted to just talk and you know, have a conversation. And we're going to do this probably every third or fourth episode. And what I want to put the offer out to all of you is that if you've got a question, if you've got something that you feel is hindering you from living your best life, or maybe you just want to get something off your chest, maybe you just want to hear from one of us, tweet us at Warrior Soul Gear. And I'll put that in the show notes as well. Send us your questions. We want to answer your questions for you. And we're always going to try and base whatever answer we have based off of solid evidence. And even if we can't answer it right away, eventually we'll figure out what it is and we'll answer it. So.
No doubt, Chris. Great sesh.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, man.
I love getting together with these guys. And that's episode number 26 of the Warrior Soul Podcast. My name's Chris Albert. We're here with Andrew Marr and Tony Flo Real. You guys got anything else?
See you guys next time.
Right. Take care, everybody.
All right. We will see you next episode. This is Chris, Andrew, and Tony out.